So one of the most important early fights about COVID, whatever that was, along with the battle over lockdowns, was the debate over where exactly the virus came from. So from the very beginning, absolutely all of the circumstantial evidence pointed toward COVID coming out of a Chinese lab. The very first spot the disease appeared was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from China's only maximum level 4 biohazard lab. So there was evidence that some of the first people to fall ill were from that lab. Or at least that's what we were being told. There was China's frenzied cover-up from the start. It was also obvious. But against that evidence, the people claiming the disease just came from some wet market had only two arguments. The first was, shut up, you racist. And the second was citing the United States government, where our supposedly neutral objective intelligence agencies initially said that a natural origin of COVID was more likely. Some bat had sex with a pangolin and then flew over your soup. Well, turns out that was another lie. Can you believe it? The empire of lies vomiting out more lies. So last week, a whistleblower revealed that CIA analysts were financially induced to bury the evidence of a lab origin for COVID and to instead say it was of natural origin. According to the New York Post, the CIA had a 7-man analyst team looking at this evidence. 6 of the 7 said that COVID came from a lab, but the 7th man who disagreed was the one in charge. And that 7th man made sure they changed their views in the most direct way possible. They were paid off. Literally bribed. So now 3 years ago, if you learned this, you might think that this is because someone at the CIA is getting paid off by the Chinese Communist Party. But today, we know it's even darker than that. Our leaders needed to cover up a lab origin of COVID, not because the Chinese did it, but because we did it. Our own leaders are the ones who illegally funded the research and creation of this pandemic, this plandemic. And that plandemic has been used to exploit and destroy freedom and liberty and prosperity all across the planet, not just here at home. Fort Detrick, right here in the United States. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Ralph Barrick, these are the enemies of humanity. Phil Romaine is a political commentator with a big following on Instagram, and he joins us now live from Toronto. Phil, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate having you here. So, I mean, our government is the most corrupt and murderous regime on the face of the planet, and now they're bribing people to say, nope, this was of natural origin or this was a lab leak, when in fact everything that every single major broadcast network, every cable news outlet, including the conservative Fox News broadcast network, these people are all lying and just going along with it while more and more people are murdered every day.
Thank you, Stu, for having me on. And you're absolutely right. The thing about U.S. and to a further extent Canada is that these two countries really can be a blessing or a curse, depending on the leadership that's in. And so we've had the wrong leadership for a long time. And really, sometimes it's changed both hands. As you know, you have rhinos, you know, those fake Republicans, fake conservatives who basically help the same side. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing more little bits of truth start to trickle out. But the problem is so many people want to be past COVID that they just don't even want to look at the data, right? They don't even want to hear these stories when they come out. And so that's what they're kind of counting on. That's why it's great that people like you are continuing to bring this up, and I continue to bring it up as well. And I don't care about the censorship. I don't care about what happens. The onus is on us to spread the truth. And so this latest report that came out, I didn't get a chance to fully dive into it, but I looked at the story and about the CIA operative who did the whistleblowing. This is a big story because it confirms something that we all knew to be true, that Facebook was censoring, was that this originally came from the lab in Wuhan. We knew that since 2020.
Not originally. It may have been offshored there or ostensibly to one of the dozens of U.S. taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen bioweapons labs in Ukraine, where all the bodies buried weirdly. But this genetic sequence was originally weaponized right here at Fort Detrick. Our own DOD intentionally unleashed a weapon of biowarfare onto all of humanity.
Absolutely crazy.
And then the CIA bribed each other to cover it up. They paid each other off. These are terrorist networks. These are enemy combatants, and they should be labeled as such and then treated accordingly.
They should be, and that's the problem, is that there's no onus for responsibility when these things come up. There's no investigation that continues after. These people need to be held to account, and it seems as though it's going to be us that has to do it. It's we the people who have to do it. We have to not only elect the right people, but we have to have new people running to make these things happen. Because, you know, the report comes out, New York Post or whoever decides to pick it up, and then where does it go from there? You know, people like us, we amplify the story. We are, and I hate to try to identify who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, because nobody's really good, but we are the what the journalists should be doing. We are them. And that's why they're trying to crack down on social media so much, especially Biden administration with what happened on Independence Day, them ruling that they can't censor social media. They appealed it, and it's going all the way to the Supreme Court this Friday. I have a post that I'm going to put out on this week. This Friday is probably the biggest day for the First Amendment in U.S. history. And they need this to pass the Supreme Court. I don't think it will, but they need it to pass so that they can resume their censorship program.
With everything that's going on at the World Health Organization, all of the things going on at the World Economic Forum, all of the things now that we know about happening at the United Nations in just 2 days, where they're just going to completely give up our sovereignty in a silence movement vote, where basically just nobody says anything, and then you're considered to be in agreement with the text, where you just say, nope, we forego and waive all of our freedom, all of our constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights, our individual liberty. Just have at it. Usher in an authoritarian one-world government and crush every one of us while you rape and kill our kids.
Yeah, 100%. So whoever's signatory to that convention, I think it takes effect in July of 2024. So we'll see. I mean, to be honest with you, coming from Canada, like being up here, we are completely gone. I'm steps away from hightailing it out of here to the States. And it seems like there's only a few states left that are willing to do the right thing, you know, like Florida, Texas. And so there's still hope. The only hope the world really has, I'm going to be honest with you, and you may not feel the same, but the only, from where I'm sitting, the only hope the world really has is still the United States.
Well, we have 450 million guns here. And
yeah, that's correct.
Believe in the hands of people who are willing to use them in order to defend their life, liberty, and property, as so they're instructed by the Constitution. But you mentioned voting and we the people taking our countries back. But we've seen what happens with voting, too. It's fake and gay and rigged, and elections are stolen, and it's all a construct. And we end up with this uniparty, out-of-control, rogue, authoritarian regime, illegitimately elected and installed and run by pedophiles. A military that's being completely purged with these bioweapon mandates to inject these soldiers with them. And then the DOD funding and paying with U.S. taxpayer dollars to go and chop soldiers' dicks off so that we have this tranny military. I mean, this is really not, I don't think, a political solution that we need to be looking for. I don't think that voting, as we saw in your country as well, Toronto, where you are right now, just elected a communist. Who believes that? Who believes that Toronto overwhelmingly wants a communist over somebody like Chris Skye, who's been fighting to liberate the country? I mean, they elected this communist as a mayor in Toronto.
Yeah. She, you know, you're not far off the mark when you say that, because she's already starting to raise taxes on homeowners. The private ownership is something that they just don't want. These people they're very black and white and very consistent about what they want. And I'm consistent with the fact that Justin Trudeau and most of the Liberal Party right now are moving towards communism. They are bringing in universal basic income. This is communism. England has already started with it. They started piloting that UBI, universal basic income. I believe this year they started piloting it. It's not long before Canada comes in. Of course, the central bank digital currencies. So the time right now is for people to actually to know what's going on and to speak out and to actually do something about it. And I think to do something about it, we only have the... Our only recourse right now is still this system of politics where you get the candidate and you vote for them. But if the election is rigged, then how can we're going to have to see what happens next year with Trump running and everything like that. I mean, I think next year is going to be the most important and crazy, and if you're a nutcase like me, exciting year that we've seen ever.
Well, people like you and people like myself and possibly Donald Trump, I don't know. You know, we were selected and, you know, we're here at this exact moment for a tremendous purpose. And it's extraordinary. And it has to be exciting to people because we have to embrace it. And are the only things standing between them having like unfettered sexual access and complete autonomy over our children's bodies. We are the only thing. It's going to have to be at some point where dads say, I'm not allowing you to do this to my kids. And I will do whatever it takes, and I will use any force and any means necessary to protect the life and sovereignty and happiness of my children.
That's correct. You might be interested to know that this Wednesday, September 20th, there's going to be, it's supposed to be a million man march in Ottawa against the gender ideology indoctrination of children in Canada, which is basically the same as the States right now, but it's a lot worse in Canada because you guys will at least fight back. You guys have parents that are more involved. Canadians are very dialed back, you know, but we saw from the truckers what can happen when pushed too far, but we also saw how that was crushed. But this Wednesday is supposed to be huge, supposed to be a million people. It was organized by the Muslims, to tell you the truth, and which is very funny to me because that's backfiring on the left. It's backfiring on Justin Trudeau because, you know, of course, he always talks about Islamophobia and this phobia and that phobia. He's the one who brought them all here. And listen, I got no problem with that. But, you know, seeing it backfire on them right now is very called for. So there is a little trickle of hope there. But we're going to see that play out this Wednesday here in Canada. So let's see how that happens. I hope that it inspires everybody else to do the same, especially in the States.
So many psyops running all over the planet right now.
And, yeah, it's, you know, crazy.
It's really, it's our intelligence apparatus, our CIA, that is coordinating all of this and weaponizing that entire apparatus against free people all over the face of the planet. It's just a disgusting corruption to watch unfold right before us. And I just can't wait. We cannot entertain this thing. Going back to what you said at the very beginning of this, is that people just want to forget about COVID. People want to don't want to look at the data. They don't want to talk about the shots or the masks anymore because they consider it to be over. This is coming back.
It's coming back. Yeah. Our chief public health officer, Theresa Tam, a couple days ago, she had her mask on, right?
Yes.
And she's like, it's time to start bringing back your masks.
I travel a lot for work, and I'm telling you, every time I'm on a plane, I see more and more people in the airports, on the planes, at security, TSA officials, and traveling passengers throwing these things on their face just arbitrarily, just without any mandate at all whatsoever. There's a new variant going around. Although, how is that possible? Because we've never isolated the first variant. It was fake completely. It was a bioweapon. It was intentionally gain-of-functioned and deployed on the people. No mask was keeping you safe. There's plenty of studies to prove that. The vaccine wasn't safe and effective. It was an injectable version of a weapon of biowarfare encapsulated in a pegylated lipid nanoparticle with graphene oxide and nanotechnology meant to control your thoughts and your dreams and your future actions. It's not normal to be emitting a Bluetooth signal from your grave. People don't want to hear about it because what they want to bring up is this word amnesty. And Phil, we cannot allow that to happen. These people need to face extreme accountability for what they've done to humanity.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree 100%. And we have to hold them to account. And I heard something somewhere where somebody said, you only need 10 people to speak the truth in each kind of city, you know? And so I think that people don't realize how important just one person speaking out. Like, I'm just a regular guy. I still work in the hospital. I work here. I'm not going to say which hospital. I'm in Toronto. I work at the hospital. I'm from the healthcare system. This is why I'm doing this, because of what I saw, how I saw the deliberate misinformation right from the beginning. So this is what we need to do. We need to hold these guys to account, and we need to keep speaking out no matter what the cost. I think people just need to just let go of being afraid and realize that we are already in World War III. It is a psychological warfare, and it is a warfare that comes from the enemy within. It is not going to be the traditional World War I, World War II. They already figured out that they can't beat us on the battlefield. America and Canada, they cannot defeat us on the battlefield. This is how they're doing it. We are behind, but we're waking up. The chips are down, but we can win. We just have to realize what's going on and continue to do the incredible work that you're doing and that people all across the States are doing that are like you. I hate to say this, but like me, people who are unafraid to speak out no matter what the cost.
You were in the hospital. You saw the deliberate misinformation.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, let's remember, and we had hundreds of whistleblowers on this program over the last 3.5 years. Yeah. Let's just remember, this was not only just deliberate misinformation. This was propaganda that supported murder for money, killing for cash throughout the medical industrial complex, using big pharma as an extension to enrich and empower the global oligarchs. While children were killed with intent and with aforethought and with premeditation, and only extreme accountability after fair and speedy trials is what we should be accepting. Alex Jones was on this program and said, we need everybody else who did this and everybody who thinks that they can do this in the future to understand, you try to do this again, we will break your necks. That's where we need to be.
One thing that I love that you said, because I did my homework, there needs to be a death penalty for people who are found to be guilty of this. You are found crimes against humanity. There needs to be accountability. Mass murderers get the death penalty.
That's right.
So there's no reason. And that message needs to be out there to the politicians, to people who are behind this. There needs to be accountability.
Yes.
And if that absolutely needs to happen. And I don't care. I will say that. And I like that you said that. At the first one I heard it, I was like, whoa. And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, he's absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. That's the only way they're going to learn.
The judicial system has been completely infiltrated and overtaken and hijacked. We saw that with January 6th. We're continuing to see it every single day with the way that there is a two-tier justice system here. And so we're not going to rely on that legal system, but there will have to be, using precedent that we have in our history, the reconvening of the rule of law type establishment that are propped up and rebuilt by we the people to judge these people through a fair process and a trial. Yes, but when they are convicted, you're absolutely right, and I will continue to say it, only extreme accountability, only death will stop them, because otherwise they'll just continue to remanifest. These are demons that we're dealing with. They're murderous pedophiles and heathens, and they have to be put down like Old Yeller. Phil Romaine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks a lot for being on the show. It's an honor. Take care.
I really wish I didn't have to bring you this disgusting news. But you know that holster company that I've been working with as a sponsor for the past 4 months, Vanish Holsters, they've just been banned. Yeah, even though they're legally allowed to purchase it, Amazon, Google, and Facebook just banned it for sale to more than 7.7 million Americans who live in a certain state. Now, the good news is they can't stop me or us from getting it in their hands, or in your hands, for that matter. Now, crazy enough, the reason that it was banned is because that holster, Vanish Holster, enhances the concealment of a weapon better than just about any other holster on the market. And even better, it works with 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. Best of all, using my link, you get it for $40 off. So lock in your special pricing right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. Again, that's vnsh.com/stew. Again, vnsh.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com.